540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A look inside Gaza City's largest hospital. Israeli troops escorted CBS's MTS Tayyab through parts of Al-Shifa, where forces continue the search for evidence of Hamas operations.
According to the Gaza Ministry of Health, around 650 patients, many critically ill, still remain inside. But we were not allowed access to any of them.
An attorney for Breonna Taylor's family says they'll continue to seek justice after the federal trial of a former Louisville police officer ended in a mistrial.
Of course, the family is disappointed. This is not the outcome they wanted, but we are here for the long game.
Drivers in Los Angeles are breathing a sigh of relief. The governor says the 10 freeway will be open by next Tuesday latest after an arson fire that shut it down Saturday. Mayor Karen Bass.
What a gift for Los Angeles to have right before a holiday to know that your commute will be better.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
There's a great test brewing as the Carroll men's basketball team is ready to battle the Falcons of Concordia in a non-conference shootout this Saturday, November 18th. The Pioneer season.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
Difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Parents in Wauwatosa are discussing the possibility of a tax increase in order to prevent the closure of some local schools. During a PTA meeting last night, concerned parents expressed their desire to save Washington and Jefferson Elementary Schools. Parents are advocating for increased state funding. They also say they want to explore the option of placing another referendum question on the ballot next year. The demand for assistance from food pantries is reaching alarming levels, especially as Thanksgiving approaches. Brian Bowling, the interim neighborhood minister at All People's Gathering Church, tells WISN 12 that they started serving 35 to 40 people weekly at the beginning of the year. That's now escalated to serving 180 people this week. According to Feeding America, over 93,000 people in Milwaukee County experience food insecurity. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, enjoy the music of American Graffiti, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
College hoops tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Head coach Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team will be at home tonight in the Kohl Center, taking on a team from Pennsylvania, Robert Morris University. The Badgers now 1-2 for the season after losses to Tennessee and the other night at Providence. Also in Madison, Camp Randall busy today with the final WIAA State Football Championships, Divisions 1, 2, and 3, competing for the state tournament trophy. NFL, Packers host the Chargers on Sunday, the kickoff at noon. Green Bay will be wearing those green jerseys with gold numbers from the 1950s that have been so popular the past 3 years. After a slow start, Packers running back A.J. Dillon seems to be back to his old self, Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, I think he's done a much better job in terms of running with better pad level, finishing forward, breaking tackles. Certainly, I think that's going to be a big key in this game. I think, you know, you look at the Chargers.
That's the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Daytime highs approaching 45 today under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Highs around 51 tomorrow. Bright sunshine expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Todd Almost Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons, some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are, but we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
hey, a good recording,
you? Man.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. But wait, welcome back. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday, and as always, it's Fridays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm back.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back.
we're both back.
We're both back, yeah.
And let me do this. Hey, Calvin, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. Like you said, well, it is a welcome back for you.
Well, you know, I have to say, man, congratulations to my fill-in host, Stu. Stu did a magnificent job of hosting the last few days. And all I could think about, Sandy, is I'd better not miss any more days. So he was really great. I'm sure you guys enjoyed him. But, you know, back to the old salt mines. And so we have a special guest in the studio. Colleague Don Brown, what's it called? What's your show called on Saturdays?
This Week in Waukesha.
This Week in Waukesha has a special announcement he wants to make.
Hey, thanks for having me, Earl. I'll be very brief because I know you and Sandy, to borrow from our good friend James Santel of Morning Cannolis, you two have an ambitious but achievable agenda. So I want to be respectful of that. But
that's his verbiage.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. You have to see, he's got stacks and stacks of notes. So he's got a lot of content. So, but speaking of content, my show happens before James Santel. It's normally started at 8, but starting next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, Small Business Saturday, This Week in Waukesha will move to a 2-hour format. And that inaugural episode will be great because we're celebrating small businesses in Waukesha. We're going to have a few small business owners either appearing in person or calling in to talk about specials they have, as well as all the wonderful things they have year round. And I encourage your listeners to check us out because, you know, Waukesha is another great Wisconsin city. It's very unique. It's the oldest university city here, thanks to our friends at Carroll University. It's Guitar Town USA. There's so much going on in this vibrant community that a 1-hour show just doesn't do it enough justice. So I'm really grateful to Civic Media and for the opportunity to talk about more issues affecting life here in Waukesha. And these issues that also resonate with the rest of us around the state. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to come on and promote that. And also gives an opportunity for Waukesha residents and those who love Waukesha to call in on our number, 844-967-2789. I know Merle's got that memorized. So I encourage your calls. And then tomorrow is a kind of a, what should we say, preamble or a good warm-up. We're going to have Chief Daniel Thompson from Waukesha Police Department, his first appearance on the show tomorrow. That starts at 8. But again, starting Small Business Saturday, the 25th, This Week in Waukesha will be a 2-hour show, 7 to 9, and we look forward to seeing everybody there.
Sandy, you know a little bit about Waukesha. You know your way around.
Well, Waukesha is a, you know, actually lots of the small towns around the of Wisconsin are old, go date way back. So, you know, Waukesha is one of the oldest, and it, you know, Carroll started, I think, before statehood in 1842.
That's right. Yep.
But I think most of the listeners who live in this, in some of the smaller communities around the state, are living in places that date way back. And it's interesting, the heritage that you can feel when you're in such a small town. It's it's much different than, you know, you can go around Milwaukee and see the old buildings, but you don't have a sense of oldness like you do when you go down Main Street in Amory or someplace, and you can look over and that building was 1910 and that one was 1895. And
in Main Street and Waukesha downtown, there's so much great architecture, very historic, and it's a great little walking tour of Wisconsin just right here in our downtown.
Well, Waukesha is not a small town by any stretch of the imagination.
70,000 people, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like our mayor, Sean Riley, always says is he hates when people refer to Waukesha as another suburb, because it's not. It's a very unique university city and so much history. Birthplace of the forward pass in football. I don't know if you guys knew that. But
And the electric guitar. Modern electric guitar.
Exactly, yeah.
So, but, you know, the small towns, smaller cities, but they're cities, you know, and Green Bay and Bayfield and all these places that are around the state that we talk to are cities onto themselves. They all revolved around some industries going way back, and their heritage is closely tied to the Wisconsin heritage. So I think the roots of Wisconsin lie really in these smaller cities. That's the place where you can really get a sense of the heritage.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's great that civic media continues to grow, because there's so many other great programs sharing this information and this rich history and a lot of the great goings on in these different communities statewide.
You know, it just, as you guys are talking about that, and, you know, as we are now connected to many other cities in the state, you know, I would say that our phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And Sandy, you know, it certainly would open the phone lines to people who are willing to call in and talk a little bit about their cities, their towns.
Absolutely.
What makes them special.
What's currently ticking in their town that keeps their attention. You know, we talk a lot about national stuff, but there's most of the stuff that's national has local impacts, you know, and working couples, this median family that I like to talk about, resides in all these towns and have the same kind of struggles that we talk about.
So our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. You can do a start now and tell us a little bit about your town, what you like about it, and, you know, the changes that have occurred. Well, we got a lot we're going to talk about, but we certainly can find a few minutes to and encourage you to call and tell us a little bit about the history of your town. Because, you know, depending on where you live, we already got
the sirens going here in downtown, going down Wisconsin Avenue.
Land from Oconomowoc, and Oconomowoc's not a small town, but... Yeah. Good morning to you, Lynn. How you doing? Thank you very
Milwaukee.
Much.
Milwaukee. And the east side of Milwaukee. And I was a student at the university for a long time and spent many hours in the historic Milwaukee Teacher College buildings.
Uh-huh.
And
what used to be, what is now UWM, huh?
I took the long route.
Nothing wrong with extra innings.
16-year program. I'm one of those students that after 130 credits, now you pay master's prices. But we always walk through Shorewood and Milwaukee's east side. We walk down to the Downer, which is no longer... And to the Oriental Theater, we'd ride our bikes through Milwaukee on Sunday morning when things were quiet and rode down to the Third Ward. We were runners, so we ran along Lincoln Memorial Drive and Prospect Avenue. So you're missing the historic nature of Milwaukee. Yeah. Unfortunately, I also worked for the Department of City Development, and I know we lost a lot of landmarks during the redevelopment phase of Milwaukee.
Sandy,
I didn't mean to diminish the nature of that. Yeah, Milwaukee's a wonderful, got wonderful old streets and old buildings, and actually did a much better job of saving old buildings than many other cities, in spite of the fact that I'm not sure we did it purposefully. It might have been the slowness of the economic development in the city. But Milwaukee's remarkable. You travel around the country and you realize that Milwaukee is held on to much more of its old vitality.
And I would do one better and say that Milwaukee in many ways is a universe of small towns when you look at some of those unique neighborhoods and the character and the history. And also, too, because I work in nonprofits, I learned recently that Milwaukee's giving, its philanthropy, the foundations and the corporate donors and the individuals, our amount of giving is competitive with the biggest cities in America, New York, Chicago, L.A., and that is a huge I think a badge of honor for a city our size.
Well, one thing, just to talk about history, though, one of the reasons we have these neighborhoods was the streetcar system, and I can admit to being old enough so that in my youngest years I traveled on the streetcar, and the streetcar is what created the commercial corridors in Milwaukee, and it also created the neighborhoods because it was the terminus point at various places that created. And the growth of Milwaukee grew along the streetcar tracks. So, you know, there's great history, but the history is clear in Milwaukee. I'm just saying that in smaller towns, people are in the history no matter where they live because it's right there.
Well, you know, when especially a city slicker like myself, who hasn't had an opportunity to get around to these smaller towns and places in the state of Wisconsin.
We're going to do that, Earl.
Yeah, you and I have talked about it. We're clearly going to do that. We're going to visit each radio station that we at Civic Media have and do a live show from those places across the state.
That sounds like fun. I'm jealous.
Yeah, and so, but Sandy, so we don't, I don't know what, you know, let's say Baraboo. So Baraboo is a place that, what did they have? Paper mills? I mean, what was the
circus?
Well, they had the circus, actually. You know,
I know about the circus, but you can't.
Well, and they have, you know, there were paper mills in the vicinity of Baraboo. I'm trying to think what there is a munitions plant right there at Baraboo. And I can't tell you what the turn of the last century industry was in Baraboo, but I can assure you that there was.
Right.
Yeah. And that all of the towns that we talk about and cities in Wisconsin had active industry ongoing in 1910, you know, and that the town's origins date back to that period.
Yeah. Here's a little nugget on Baraboo that's current. There's a coffee house there in downtown. I forget the name, but they have the best coffee and you can get it either in the beans or ground. And it's called Love Potion No. 9. So when you guys go to Baraboo, pick up a couple bags. I'll give you some money of Love Potion No. 9. Best coffee.
Yeah, keep that one. Keep that under your hat.
Yeah. So best kept secret of Wisconsin.
What are you going to say, man, in closing?
Quickly. In closing, I just, you know, I want to thank Civic Media again for the opportunity to deliver Waukesha Life in a 2-hour platform and to engage more callers and listeners and so much great things to share. And I encourage everybody, no matter where you are in the state, to get the Civic Media app and tune into WAUK Saturday morning, the 25th, Small Business Saturday from 7 to 9. And also support your local small businesses in your communities. But we invite you to come on and to call in. And again, thank you for this opportunity this morning, Earl and Sandy.
No problem, Don. They couldn't have picked a better guy and a better homer than Don Brown.
Thank you so much. All right.
We'll be right back.
Have a great weekend and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Hack Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Hack Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? or trade in your outdated pieces for something new. So many options. Robert Hack is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or right on the corner of 76th and Layton in Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the love we used to pass by every day.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Friday. It means Friday's with my co-host, Sandy Williams, and I want to thank Don Brown. And you guys should, I mean, Don's a great guy. He just really is, and he's the perfect guy for the position that he's in. And so I'm really happy for him. Sandy, I have to, we haven't talked about this for a while. Zelensky's number two visits D.C. as U.S. warns Ukraine funds running dry.
Yeah.
They're about to pull the plug.
Well, this was the problem with essentially the way we got into this without an understanding, consensus understanding in Washington about what our policy to Ukraine was. It was always an undercurrent. Lots of money flowing into Washington from Ukrainian lobbyists and others. And so we developed a stake in Ukraine without having it be a bipartisan, agreed-upon stake. And then we essentially provided support to Ukraine in a nature that permitted them to put their back up against the wall and get into a war with Russia. And so now we have discord, and this is the worst possible thing for the reliability of the United States as far as it being an ally or being dependable in the world, because we didn't get into it on the right basis. We now have the potential that we might actually leave Ukraine out there to hanging out to dry, or at least act in such a manner that pushes them severely in the direction of needing to do something that's compromising their interest. And, you know, if we hadn't backed them, they would have negotiated something and wouldn't have lost hundreds of thousands of people. But now they have. And so, you know, we really are pregnant in this situation, and it really will be damaging to U.S. The U.S. reputation internationally for us to pull the plug. So this is the bad. This is the problem with backing into cactuses.
You know, Sandy, before I remember having the conversation with you on these airways, before this even got to the point where Russia invaded Ukraine, and you constantly were saying, what is our role in it? What are we going to do?
What is our real interest? Right. Do we have a real strategic, critical interest or not?
Well, it turns out we didn't.
Well, apparently a lot of people in Washington, including legislators, think we don't, because they're talking about pulling out. And you don't pull out of something that's actually critically important to your national security. And so, you know, that's the problem. You know, you have to evaluate things realistically. You can't get swept up in emotional arguments or ideological arguments if they don't reflect real critical interests.
Now, you use the verbiage, Sandy, our natural interests and our national interests, okay, with this. What is our national interest in Ukraine? Is there such a thing?
Well, you know, there are places in the world where we do have a critical national interest. And it's critically important to us that those places have their independence protected, that they maintain an alliance with the United States. The main argument that people have made about Ukraine is that it's a sovereign nation, okay, and that's, and some would describe it as a sovereign democracy. The level of democracy that existed in Ukraine in the last decade is arguable, okay, because it clearly has an oligarchical aspect to the whole environment there in Ukraine, and the extent to which that constitutes then a democracy of the sort we champion is questionable. But the two arguments that are made for it is that it's a sovereign nation and that it's a democratic nation, and we therefore have to protect it. We have not, however, protected nations like that from incursion
in other parts of the world.
So we got into this, I think, because it's European, because we got fascinated with the expansion of NATO, because Russophobia is something that we have sort of a reflex reaction towards. And so it all lined up, and so we kind of backed into this, like I said, backing into a cactus based on ideological theories and based on some historic Russophobia.
Sandy, we're here now, and it's real. The Joe Biden administration wants to continue to support, but they can't do it unilaterally.
Well, I mean, the problem is that, as like I said, the fact that we got here then puts us in a different fact situation than when I was discussing this preliminary to the invasion by Russia and the question about whether we should be promoting, for instance, Ukraine into NATO and doing some of the things that probably stimulated this conflict. Now we're there and Ukraine is there. And and can we simply walk and turn our back on this? Well, we can't do that and do anything but lose the trust of all of the rest of the world in terms of watching the United States and how we behave. You know, there are as a middle road here. We can continue to provide support, and we can push Ukraine in the direction of coming up with a peaceful solution to the war.
Well, you know, Sandy, that clearly is the way it should be, but the chances of us as a nation with the unrest in Congress doing that seems like a long shot.
Well, right, we're now so dysfunctional in this country that I'm not sure we are capable of having a discussion that relates to endgame, because the dysfunction we have in Washington is one of the reasons for it is that the people in the fight don't have end games in mind. You know, the schism in the Republican caucus doesn't have an end game in mind. They're about theater, and they're about making declarations and points, but they're not about accomplishing something. I just saw a video of a Republican senator speaking with frustration, saying, "Tell me one thing I can go back to my constituents and tell them that we, the Republicans, have accomplished. Tell me one thing that we've accomplished."
Oh, yeah, that's kind of saw that, and they couldn't respond.
No, and well, there was no response, but I think it's not because they couldn't. I think under the decorum, they couldn't, but there was nothing for them to respond with is the problem. And that's proof to me that there just isn't an end game here. It's all about the fight. And I'm afraid that to some extent, our international affairs is all about the fight.
So when we come back, Sandy, I clearly want to delve deeper into that, because based on what looks like the outcome that's going to wind up in Ukraine, it's and the stain that it's going to leave on
I think the reluctance to fund Ukraine is all about leverage, and I think that the Republicans who are resisting it are simply looking to get something in exchange. They're now talking about southern border, Mexican border activity and changes in policy with respect to the southern border. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I think everything's on the table for everything, and so you know, I get it, but we can't let that get in the way.
We'll be right back.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Flu, COVID-19, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. State health officials are urging people to get vaccinated. The Department of Health Services says hospital admissions for flu and RSV nearly doubled this week from last week. COVID-19 hospitalizations are also up slightly this month. Fewer than 1 in 4 people in Wisconsin have had the flu shot so far, and only 9% have had this year's COVID booster. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for child care challenges.
The difficulty in finding child care translated into about 60,000 potential workers that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winters. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Starting Monday, mental health workers will ride along with Sheboygan police officers to respond to crisis calls. The goal is to provide assistance to people who are on the verge of a mental health crisis. The Co-Responder Pilot Program, developed by Sheboygan Police and the County Health and Human Services Department, aims to address service gaps. The program, funded through federal COVID money, is designed to connect individuals with appropriate services before crisis situations arise. A new Waukesha rescue tool will be on display during the upcoming holiday events. The Waukesha Fire Department's new UTV ambulance will be a part of the events, including the Main Street Parade Memorial Dedication, the Night of Lights, and Christmas Parade. The department says the UTV is designed to provide medical assistance in any location, be it a remote area or a crowded event. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, enjoy the music of American Graffiti, 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
College hoops tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Head coach Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team will be at home tonight in the Kohl Center, taking on a team from Pennsylvania, Robert Morris University. The Badgers now 1-2 for the season.